Trump warns Iran time is running out for nuclear deal as U.S. military builds up in Gulf. Don't take us to a hospital, Iran protesters treated in secret to avoid arrest. Border agents involved in fatal shooting of Alex Preti placed on leave. Panic on crowded Ukraine train. Passenger describes moment of Russian drone strike. Plane crashes in Colombia, killing all 15 on board. At least 5 killed after Storm Kristen hits Portugal. Iran's internet is returning, but not for everyone. Europe must act urgently and stop outsourcing defense, says EU's Callas. Deutsche Bank offices raided in money laundering probe. I don't let bullies win, says U.S. Congresswoman Omar after substance thrown at her. Amazon confirms 16,000 job cuts after accidental email. Ecuador says ICE agent attempted to enter its Minneapolis consulate. Trump says government will de-escalate in Minnesota following Pretty shooting. Man guilty of assault after Barron Trump reported attack to UK police. I couldn't save them. U.S. mum's horror as 3 sons die falling through pond ice. U.S. YouTube star is show speed to get Ghanaian passport as Africa tour ends. During heated hearing, Rubio insists U.S. action in Venezuela will lead to prosperity and security. Is the U.S. preparing to strike Iran again? The politician whose death leaves a vacuum in India's richest state. Why China views the UK visit as part of something bigger. A string of scandals and luxury handbags. Who is South Korea's former first lady? The model who moved to Ghana and wrapped her prosthetic leg in its famous fabric. Who is Tom Homan, Trump's border czar deployed to Minneapolis? China has purged its highest-ranked military general. Why? Who was Alex Preti, the intensive care nurse shot dead in Minneapolis? Can India be a player in the computer chip industry? TikTok settles just before social media addiction trial to begin. NRA and other U.S. gun activists push back at Trump officials over Minneapolis shooting. Murder and MI5, how an extraordinary battle erupted over what the state keeps secret. I spent £2,000 on one event, why Gen Z is obsessed with Hyrox. As the world inches back to a pre-W2 order, the middle powers face a grave new challenge. Moment BA plane to London loses wheel after takeoff in Vegas. Watch why Trump is hitting the road to rally Americans. New Iran videos show bodies piled in hospital and snipers on roofs. It's 2 degrees Celsius in our flat, inside a Kiev apartment as Russia targets power and heating. Watch huge landslide in Sicily after Storm Harry, analyzing the Minneapolis shooting frame by frame. Oil prices hit 4-month high on U.S.-Iran tensions. Winter supply disruptions. Gold, silver prices hit record highs as U.S.-Iran tensions drive haven demand. Ukrainians face tough weeks as Russia targets power sector during freeze. City expects oil prices to stay elevated despite oversupply risks. Oil prices hover around 4-month high, buoyed by Iran concerns, weak dollar. Oil adds to gains after Fed hovers near 4-month highs amid winter disruptions. Gold holds on to gains after Fed keeps rates steady. Amid strong haven demand, Petrobras renews oil deals with Indian refiners worth more than $3.1 billion. NABTESCO stock upgraded to buy by Jefferies on automation growth and business reform. NVIDIA's CEO says China is still finalizing license for H200. ABB posts higher Q4 earnings on strong orders, confident on year ahead. Alibaba to merge with China's Zelos on $2 billion Robovan business. WSJ reports Russia's Lukoil agrees to sell international assets to Carlyle. India's textile exporters pin hopes on EU deal after US tariff blow. Sanofi targets high single-digit sales growth in 2026, plans share buyback. How activist investors turned a Toyota buyout into a battleground. NVIDIA CEO hopes China will allow sale of H200 AI chip. Deutsche Bank clocks record Q4 pre-tax profit, police search in focus, UK. House prices rise 1.2% in 2025, slower than previous year, report.